And a different sort of challenge is shaping up for the president across the border, the drug war in northern Mexico. A measure of how important that is, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton goes to Mexico this week. Other administration officials will soon follow, and Mr. Obama is to meet Mexico's president later this month. NPR's Brian Naylor has this report.
The drug-related violence has claimed more than 6,000 lives in Mexico in the past year, and U.S. officials fear it may spread across the border. Already, kidnappings between Mexican drug gangs have spiked in Phoenix. Arizona's former governor, Janet Napolitano, now Homeland Security Secretary, told reporters last week the Obama administration is gearing up.
This issue is getting top attention in multiple departments of the U.S., that planning is well underway and that we are having extensive discussions with our federal colleagues within Mexico.
Napolitano says her department, along with the Departments of Justice and Defense, are taking part in the planning. Among the options under consideration are sending more American security officers to the border, possibly from Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Napolitano says a key concern is stopping the flow of arms from the U.S. into Mexico.
What are some of the security equipment, things that we can put in the ports there that will help us better detect whether arms are being taken illegally into Mexico? Secondly, facilitating the tracing of guns that are actually used in crimes in Mexico.
But U.S. officials were dealt a setback last week when a state judge in Arizona dismissed a case brought against an arms dealer in Glendale. He'd been accused of selling some 700 guns through intermediaries to smugglers who sent them to Mexico. Napolitano wouldn't comment on the case. Another area of concern is stopping the flow of money south to Mexico and the flow of drugs north into the U.S. Andrew Seeley is director of the Mexico Institute at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington. He says some $15 to $20 billion has been streaming into Mexico because of the drug trade. He says sharing intelligence between the two nations is a key.
Particularly identifying the trafficking routes for bulk cash, the main way that cartels are taking money back into Mexico. Also increase our capacity to figure out who is selling arms illegally to cartels or who is exporting them illegally into Mexico.
The governors of two border states, Arizona and Texas, have asked that National Guard troops be allowed to patrol the borders, but Seeley says that would be counterproductive.
Sending National Guard troops to the border would be interpreted in Mexico as a militarization of the border, correctly or not, and would likely get in the way of the cooperation.
The Department of Homeland Security has a contingency plan left on the shelf by the Bush administration to deal with a spillover of violence from Mexico. Napolitano says it needs changes, specifically more input from local officials. Nonetheless, Napolitano says the Obama administration is taking the threat seriously.
The only issue is, at what level do we pull in the worst-case scenarios? And we're not to the worst-case scenarios yet.
Napolitano will be testifying on Wednesday before a Senate Homeland Security hearing on border violence. Committee Chairman Joseph Lieberman, a Connecticut independent, has already let it be known that he thinks the Obama budget request for the agency needs to be increased to deal with the threat of spillover violence. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.